2 Samuel, chapter 21. Then there was a famine in the days of David 3 years. Year after year, and David inquired of Yahweh, and Yahweh answered, for Shaul and for his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites. And the king called the Gibeonites and said to them, now the Gibeonites were not of the children of Israel, but of the remnant of the Amorites. And the children of Israel had sworn to them, and Shaul sought to slay them in his zeal to the children of Israel and Yehuda. Wherefore David said to the Gibeonites, what shall I do for you? And with what shall I make the atonement that you may bless the inheritance of Yahweh? And the Gibeonites said to him, we will have no silver or gold of Shaul, nor of his house. Neither for us shall you kill any man in Israel. And he said, what shall you say? That will I do for you. And they answered the king, the man that consumed us and that devised against us that we should be destroyed from remaining in any of the coasts of Israel, let 7 men of his sons be delivered to us, and we will hang them up to Yahweh in Gibeah of Shaul, whom Yahweh did choose. And the king said, I will give. But the king spared Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, son of Shaul, because of Yahweh's oath that was between them, between David and Jonathan, the son of Shaul. But the king took the 2 sons of Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, whom she bore to Shaul, Armoni and Mephibosheth, and the 5 sons of Michal, a daughter of Shaul, whom she brought up for Adriel, the son of Barzillai, the Meholathite, and he delivered them to the hands of the Gibeonites, and they hung them in the hill in front of Yahweh, and they fell all 7 together, and were put to death in the days of the harvest, in the first days, in the beginning of the barley harvest. And Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, took sackcloth and spread it for her upon the rock from the beginning of harvest till the water dropped upon them out of heaven, and suffered neither the birds of the air to rest on them by day nor the beasts of the field by night. And it was told to David what Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, the concubine of Shaul, had done. And David went and took the bones of Shaul and the bones of Jonathan his son from the men of Jabes Gilead, which had stolen them from the street of Bethshan, where the Philistines had hung them, when the Philistines had slain Shaul in Gilboa. And he brought up from there the bones of Shaul and the bones of Jonathan his son, and they gathered the bones of them that were hung. And the bones of Shaul and Jonathan his son they buried in the country of Benjamin, in Zelah, in the sepulchre of Kish his father. And they performed all that the king commanded, and after that Elohim was entreated for the land. Moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel, and David went down, and his servants with him, and fought against the Philistines. And David waxed faint, and Ishbibenob, which was of the sons of the giant, the weight of whose spear was 300 shekels of brass in weight, he, being girded with a new sword, thought to have slain David. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him, and smote the Philistine, and killed him. And then the men of David swore to him, saying, you shall go no more out with us to battle, so that you do not quench the light of Israel. And it came to pass after this, that there was again a battle with the Philistines at Gob. And then Sibekai, the Hushathite, slew Saph, which was of the sons of the giant. And there was again a battle in Gob with the Philistines, where Elhanan, the son of Yahar Yorigim, a Bethlehemite, slew the brother of Goliath the Gittite, the staff of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. And there was yet a battle in Gath, where was a man of great stature that had on every hand 6 fingers and on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number, and he was also born to the giant. And when he defied Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shimeah, a brother of David, slew him. These 4 were born to the giant in Gath, and fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. End of chapter 21.